This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193.
I believe in the value of large ensembles, and I believe that they are extremely important for so many reasons that go beyond music. In fact, I decided a long time ago that I'm not teaching music. I am teaching life through music. And I think that the large ensemble is one of the most important ways that we can do this. You might disagree with me, and that's okay. COVID-19 has shown me that there's some students who really missed this large ensemble part, and we were able to do lessons and do other things online, but it just was not the same thing. Here are some reasons why I like large ensembles. We have a lot of collaboration in the things that we do in a large ensemble. The team works to help the weakest link. Think about how most of our ensembles go. You have someone who struggles, and you're able to pair them up with someone else who can help them. And everybody joins together to try to make the group sound good. They're all learning about the importance of their individual part and how sometimes the flutes are more important, sometimes the trumpets are more important, sometimes the saxes even are more important. It all changes based on the mood and the style and what the composer is doing with the sounds. The framework, we have the framework for a large ensemble is already there in place. The instruments that we're going to use, a healthy variety of literature by a wide variety of people and in all kinds of different styles is already available for us to use. It's one of the few things left, in my opinion, in public education where we all work towards a common goal. You know, there might be a time where you don't have a solo, but your part is still important. You might have a time that you're playing the same thing that 10 other clarinet players are playing, but it's still important because you're adding to that depth of the sound. You're adding to the timbre of the sound. One of the things that is my favorite is that nobody sits on the bench in what we're doing. Think about that student you have. You know which one I'm talking about. That really has just fallen in love with their instrument. I can picture one right now. It seems like it's always a bass clarinet player. She started on clarinet this past year as a sixth grader. She ended up switching to bass clarinet in January and just loved it. She was talking to me about the bass clarinet every day, talking about how much she loved it. Then COVID-19 happened, and of course she missed band, and she was like reaching out to me, contacting me every single day. She ended up leaving our school, but she was proud to let me know that she got her very own bass clarinet. And this is from a family that they don't have much. Buying a bass clarinet was a big deal for her single mom to do. You all have students like that. Think about that student and what the large ensemble has meant to them.
Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve.
Something to think about. Do we change to the whims of the students? I've been in this field long enough that I can remember people talking about, oh, we need to teach kids rock music. Well, you don't hear that as much anymore. It's not that rock isn't still there or that it's not important or it's not something that we can and should study. It's just you don't hear it as big of a thing anymore. I remember when rap music first started in the 1980s, I can remember the very first rap song. I don't remember what it was called. I just remember a few lines from the song. But the rap music of today, even though it's still called rap, it sounds nothing like that. It's a totally different style. Now, if we are going to pick something that this is something I feel like has been neglected in our ensembles, both band and orchestra, is jazz. Jazz is such a melding of the character of America, the different cultures that combined to create what is something that is uniquely American. I'll probably do another podcast someday just about jazz and about the importance of teaching that from a cultural perspective of Americans. Another thing I love about music and large ensembles, it's such a universal language. When I was in the army band in Japan, we would occasionally do joint concerts with the Japanese army band, and they couldn't speak English or very little of it, and we couldn't speak Japanese or very little of it, but we would join forces with our two bands together and do a concert that the people just seemed to really love it. The Japanese people in attendance, the Americans in attendance, and we couldn't communicate, but we could make that music together and communicate through that. Here are just a few more skills that the large ensemble teaches. Critical thinking skills, spatial reasoning, analysis, multitasking. Think especially about marching band. You're moving on the field and you're creating a picture and you're playing a sound at the same time. At the same time, you're trying to avoid that mud hole that's in the middle of the field. We had one in the school I taught at that was notorious. Every year, someone would get their foot stuck in this, it was like a sinkhole near the 50-yard line towards the pit. And it seemed like it never got fixed. So we're learning multitasking. And music is therapeutic. How many of your students you know listen to music to help them get through things, to help them make it through life? Then there's the joy of being on stage. There's nothing that can compare to working on something together and having it sound well, and then having the appreciation of the audience through applause. It teaches responsibility and leadership and diversity. We have so many people. When I think about when I taught marching band, we had people of all different sizes. Some people could run fast and finish the running requirement, which I had instituted in marching band, in a small amount of time. And other people were winded. Maybe they were larger or had never run before in their life, and they really struggle with it. But I would see the people who finished go back and encourage those people to finish it to the best that they could. It teaches time management. It teaches discipline. It provides us a refuge. It provides us a family to go to. I always have thought of my ensembles as being like my kids, my family. We're there for them in the times when things are hard. One of my favorite memories, even though it was a very tragic thing that had happened, a young lady who was in one of my bands, and she had tragically lost her mom. And so we excused her from practice, and we didn't think we would see her for a week. And she showed up the day after her mom had passed away. She showed up for a little bit at practice, and she said she just needed to be, sorry, she just needed to be with her family, and the band was her family. And most of all, music is a gift given to us by God that speaks to our spirit.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy. easy tips for how to be a better